It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 14th of December? Are you well? I do hope so. Tea drinkers, today is International Tea Day. How about that? It's observed in tea-producing countries, mainly Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Vietnam, Indonesia, Kenya, Malawi, Malaysia, Uganda, India, and Tanzania. Why is there an International Tea Day? Tea growers and workers' goal is to establish price supports and fair trade. The first time I ever saw a field of tea plants was in Uganda, and I made my friend Billy Okatamari, remember him? Billy was a journalist here at RFI English. I made him stop the car so I could look at it more closely. I didn't even know what it was, just that the field was incredibly beautiful. How about the beauty of other planets? On this day in 1970, the Soviet spacecraft Venera 7 successfully landed on Venus. It was the first successful soft landing on another planet. Today is the birthday of that nutty Roman Emperor Nero in AD 37, and it's also the birthday of a dreamer whose dream came true, Gustav Eiffel. Yes, the genius behind our beautiful 324-meter-tall wrought iron lattice marvel, the Eiffel Tower. Gustav Eiffel was born in 1832. The Eiffel Tower was completed in 1889 after 2 years of construction and was the entrance to the 1889 World's Fair. Okay, you math geniuses out there, if today is the 349th day of the year, how many days remain in 2018? Got it? Of course, you all said. Easy question, Susan. 16 days. That's not very many. And if you want your New Year resolution included on the Sound Kitchen, you best get out your pens. I'll put all your resolutions in a hat and we'll have a lucky draw. If your resolution is read on the show, you'll receive a little package from us. So put on your thinking caps and envision the wonderful things you want to do and be in 2019 and send them on in. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's the address to use for the new musical feature on the Sound Kitchen, your favorite song. What I want you to do is to send me your favorite song by a female singer and tell why that song and that singer are important to you. Every week we'll play one of your suggestions and then we'll change to male singer, band, instrumental, film. How about your children's favorites? But until the end of this month, we'll focus on women, so to your pens. I think it's quite nice to share your favorite music as well as your thoughts about it. Later in the show, you'll hear fellow listener Lucas Mandu's favorite song.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
And now, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 10th of November, my friend and producer Alain Bleu had to do the show for me. You think my voice is bad now? I had absolutely no voice that day. So dear Alain stepped up to help, and he asked you a French political question. There'd just been a referendum in New Caledonia, a group of islands in the Southwest Pacific Ocean, which is part of the French Republic. The referendum was held to determine if New Caledonians wanted independence or wanted to remain part of France. Alain asked you what the New Caledonians decided, independence or to stay French. The answer is to stay in the French Republic. It was a pretty close vote, though. The French Loyalists won by 56.4%. The winners of this week's quiz are Sharif Dean from Rajasthan, India, Festus Akashili from Freetown, Sierra Leone, Mubanga Chipalo from Lusaka, Zambia, and two RFI Listener Club members, Amadou Nuhu from Accra, Ghana, and faithful listener Royce Crampton from Oak Park, Illinois in the U.S. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. More about the Gilets Jaunes, the Yellow Vests, this week. The story in France of late. On Monday, French President Emmanuel Macron spoke to the French people and offered concessions to help the people who are suffering from low wages and an ever higher cost of living. What did he offer? Again, what did French President Emmanuel Macron offer to help the Gilets Jaunes, the people who live mainly in France's rural areas? Of course, you can read all about it on our website, rfienglish.com. You have until the 14th of January to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 19th of January to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
And don't forget, we have a special number just for you, which is connected to our sound editor. Call and leave us a message, and we can put you on the air. The number is +331 84 22 95 82. That's +331 84 22 95 82.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doro for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Talk to you on next Saturday's podcast on rfienglish.com. I'll play you out with Lucas Mandu's favorite song by a female singer, Siri Yangu by Lady JD. Lucas wrote, and I quote, "Siri Yangu means my secret in Swahili. I love the song because it's about the love secret of someone. I love the singer because she knows how to sing and she attracts anyone who likes listening to music." Thanks, Lucas. Lucas Mandu lives in Terumemara, Tanzania. I'm waiting to hear from you and your favorite singer by a female artist, as well as why the song and the singer move you. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. Moyoni mwangu katu halitopungua.
Lucky.